Hi, everybody, and welcome to the High Performance Mindset Summit. My name is Tim McNiff. You might know me because I get to co-host the Beyond Grit podcast with the incomparable Dr. Cinder Kamphoff. And it's my honor here today to get to interview the one and only Cinder Kamphoff in relation to the High Performance Mindset Summit. You, Dr. Kamphoff, get to interview all these other brilliant people. I get to interview the woman who started it all.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love our podcast together. So people should go over wherever they can find a podcast and go, you know, Beyond Grit, subscribe, give us a rating and review. That'd be awesome.
Would love it. It's generally about 20 minutes to a half hour every week. We go through the book Beyond Grit, and I feel so lucky for what I've come to know about you. But one thing I don't know, well, I mean, I do know a lot, but maybe tell me something I don't know about that's not work related, more like a fun fact about you that I might not know.
Well, so a fun fact about me is I got the best Christmas present ever this year, a Miss Pac-Man machine from my husband, Dan, and it is in our kitchen. So let me explain.
My jaw's on the ground for this. I already think you won Christmas. You got a Ms. Pac-Man machine, like an arcade style?
Yeah, an arcade style.
Oh my God.
And it's something that I've wanted for a super long time. Dan and I, when we dated, we played Ms. Pac-Man, like the fast version. And so we saw like a great deal on eBay on one. And so we were supposed to bring it down to our basement at Christmas time, but his friends weren't available during Christmas. And so it's in our kitchen. I don't want him to bring it down. And every night we play it. And right now he is beating me on the high score. He has 150,000 points on Ms. Pac-Man. I have 138. I'm trying to beat him. But you know what? And I texted a friend the other day and I said, this is what I'm doing. And she said, well, it's a good practice on like maintaining your composure in anxiety when ghosts are chasing you.
Yeah. There's that.
Right now is the coronavirus.
Now, I'm guessing too that being modern technology being what it is it just Ms. Pac-Man or do you have a variety of games?
Oh yeah, they're like 200 games. And my kids and Dan, they play all the others. I only play Ms. Pac-Man and Frogger, you know, but that's my thing. So I love Ms. Pac-Man.
Boy, you're taking me back, I'll tell you that much. All right, let's get right to it. What does the high performance mindset mean to you?
I think the high performance mindset means to me is like a really purposeful daily pursuit of excellence. And it's really to me like a quest to reach your potential. And I think we really need like practice at being mentally strong. And when you're living the high performance mindset, it means that you have control over your actions, your thoughts, your destiny. And you might think that mindset is like riding a bike, right? Like once you learn it, you always got it. But what we actually know, Tim, is you can't take a day off of training your mind, right?
I've heard that before.
And so it's really important to continue to master that mindset every day. And I think particularly in this time, like you need to master it so that you can work to not just survive during this time, but really thrive. So that's what it means to me is like every day, purposely pursuing your best. It means making sure this is working for you, not against you. And your thoughts are connected to your actions, which ultimately are connected to your destiny.
Well, you touched on it. We are living in exceptional times. Mm-hmm. So anything you can do to survive is required, but how do you actually improve yourself? So what role does mindset play when all of us are dealing with uncertainty and obviously change?
I think it's more important than ever. So it starts there. That's what it means to me is that dealing with uncertainty and change right now, it starts with your mindset. Your mindset is the only thing that you can control. And I think what's helpful to know, Tim, is that your mind is really here to keep you safe. It's not here to help you be a peak performer or high performer or really to thrive. And so we have a negativity bias as humans. So that what that means is that we pay attention to negative events more than positive events or positive information, and we search out the negativity. And so kind of let me explain is that our amygdala, which is the kind of the almond-shaped part of our brain, two-thirds of it of its neurons look for bad news. So what that means is like negative events and experiences get stored longer in your memory, and they linger longer. So we have to really savor it. And to me, what that means is what the research shows is that we have to bring the positive events into our awareness for at least 12 seconds to have them go from short-term to long-term memory. So when I think about your question about what role does mindset play, it's like we have to intentionally savor the good, because right now our brain is searching for the negative all the time, right? To keep us safe. And we're making good decisions. We're socially distancing and we're making decisions that are important for our family. But I think it's just important to know that your mind is really looking for the negative. So you have to train it to see the positive and to see what good can come from this. And like, what are great things that are happening in your life right now that you can savor, that, you know, you can still be grateful for?
Right now, I mean, we're talking about the immediacy of the situation, and you talked about you have to look for those things. Perhaps this is where you're talking about mindset and where habit really is crucial, because if you can develop some sort of a process or some sort of habit, maybe that'll make it a little bit easier to get through the whole thing.
Yes. And there are habits related to our mindset, right? Like, and what I think about good mindset habits, to me, that means like it starts with awareness. It starts with noticing what you're focused on, noticing how you're feeling during this time, having some compassion with yourself, because, not pushing those emotions away. But you can't take a day off of training this. And so good mindset skills, I think the benefit of it is like, it's only going to help you. It's going to help your family. It's going to help your community. And when you're really taking care of this, it just allows everybody, there's benefits of everybody around you. So to me, what that means is like, you know, mastering yourself starts with like mastering your thoughts and your beliefs. And I'm writing a new book, Tim, called Beyond Grit for Business. And I talk about in that book about how your thoughts, they correlate with your income, right? So your thoughts matter because your income and your level of fulfillment will never exceed your ability to master your thoughts. So particularly as a business owner right now, you got to make sure that this is really working for you, not against you. And as a leader, because your energy is contagious. So it starts with this.
I go back to that old, if you can keep your mind well, all the rest around you are losing theirs. So you have this incredible toolkit that you have built over the years of your work. So many different things you can reach to. At a time like this, do you have like one or maybe a couple you want to talk about that would be sort of that all of us maybe could think about during this time of uncertainty?
Yeah, it's hard to pick just one, right? I think about my book Beyond Grit, and there's like 52 chapters, and every chapter really has a tool. But last Friday, I did a webinar, and I used the acronym FOCUS. And I'll kind of explain those, the five kind of strategies I used in that webinar, and then I'll pull out one. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay. So F stands for focus on the controllables. And that's so important right now, is to control what you can control, again, which is your mindset. O stands for open up to the opportunity. C is commit to your purpose. U is understand and practice self-leadership. And to me, what that means is like, you gotta, to lead other people, you gotta lead yourself first. And then S stands for savor the good. And I talked a little bit about that just a minute ago, and I was talking about how we gotta take in the positive events in our awareness for 12 seconds to make sure that it stores from long-term to short-term memory. But I think what I'll focus on is, in this question, is like being open up to the opportunity. And when I asked people at the end of the webinar, like, what was the most important thing that was helpful? This was the one that a lot of people said. So how's that sound to you?
Sounds good.
Okay. So open up to the opportunity really stems from our ability to be an optimist. And an optimist really sees the opportunity in every difficulty. And there's some really cool research by Marty Seligman, who is considered like the father of positive psychology. And his research suggests that people who are optimistic, they have longer lives, they have better performance, they have less stress, more confidence, more resilience, right? And we need that right now more than ever. So in my book, Beyond Grit, I talk about the strategy 3OP. And this is what it stands for. It's like when you're experiencing a difficulty, asking yourself, what's the opportunity 3 times? So what's the opportunity? What's the opportunity? What's the opportunity? And the power of that right now is, like, I do a lot of coaching with executives and business leaders, and I've asked all of them to answer that question, right? Particularly when this first happened, it's like, can you continue to ask yourself the opportunity and ask it over and over and over again? And then all of a sudden you're going to be more creative, and your business is able to evolve during this time instead of staying stagnant. And I have a good friend, his name is Mike. And a couple of years ago, I spoke into his company. He has a construction company. And he flew me to New York and I spoke for his company. And the evening before my presentation, he said to me, I probably should let you know that somebody in our company stole $250,000 a couple of months ago. And he, you know, it's almost like he had like no emotion. And I was like, Mike, you're telling me this like halfway through the dinner. You know, like, why wasn't this the leading thing that you talked about? And he said, well, right, we've been asking ourselves, what's the opportunity? What's the opportunity? What's the opportunity? And it got me really thinking about how even in times of difficulty and in crisis, and I don't really like that word because I feel like that's such a emotionally packed, like a negative word, but in times of uncertainty and change, it's so important now that you're asking yourself, what's the opportunity? How is this an opportunity to learn and grow? How is this an opportunity for you to get better, focus on a new project? Or what's the opportunity? How can you learn or grow through this? I think it's super important. No matter, you know, where you're at, if you just had like your athletic experience come to an end because of COVID-19, no matter what's happening in your life right now, can you ask yourself, what's the opportunity?
So process becomes such an important part of this. When you're looking at improving your focus, can you talk about focus improving questions?
Oh yeah. So that was one of the things that I talked about on the webinar that people really, really liked. And what I mean by focus improving questions is your focus is something you can control, right? I think about focus as like a spotlight. Like your focus is always on something. And is it, you know, it doesn't really turn off. And so are you focusing on how terrible this is? Or are you focusing on the good? And there was a series of questions that I gave in the webinar that was really focusing on improving questions. And it's like, what's the opportunity here? Which I just said, what progress have I made? What's amazing in my life right now? What am I happy about right now? What's going great in my life right now? What can I be grateful for? What's awesome about my family? And just by asking yourself those questions, you all of a sudden get more energy, right? And I realized there's a couple of days right when this all these things started changing that I was struggling. And I had to really take a step back and change my focus. What can I be grateful for right now? How is what's happening to me, not for me, right? Or how is it happening for me, not to me? It's a K.D. Byron quote, right? So how is this a gift? What can I learn right now instead of like being a victim? So again, how is it happening for me instead of to me?
So when we're talking about the high performance mindset, we're mm-hmm. trying to get people there. Are there some common obstacles to developing or being able to obtain the high performance mindset?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the thing that really gets in people's ways is themselves, right? I mean, right. It's only us that gets in our way of developing the high performance mindset. I think fear is a specific thing that gets in our way. And I was reading this study a couple of weeks ago, right when all the changes started happening with the coronavirus. And I was reading the study by a guy named Todd Herman. He wrote a book called The Ego Effect, which is right behind me. It's a super great book. And he interviewed 30 CEOs, and he was asking them about their response to the coronavirus. And he found that they were in three groups. Okay. So the first group was really strategy focused group. They were more likely to lean on their healthy networks, and they were really like working to stay positive. So strategy focused group. Another group was really unfocused. They were using words more like hysteria and really like negative mm-hmm. words. And then the third group was fear focused group. They were five times more likely to consume the media, and they spent time blaming. So, and the most calm people in that study was the ones that did meditation every single morning. So I think that has everything to do with your psychology, right? Is like, how are you responding in the situation? Not just reacting, right? We can control our response. To me, what I liked about that study is it kind of shows you the what happens when people experience fear and maybe the things that lead to it, which is some right now consuming too much media.
So how do you develop your high performance mindset in a way that can benefit the people who are going to encounter this content?
That's a good question.
Putting you on the spot.
What's that?
I'm putting you on the spot.
You are putting me on the spot. For me, I think it includes a couple of things. I really pay attention to the meaning that I'm giving things, and I'm working to be really careful at that. So like, let me give you an example. Let's say I'm giving a keynote and someone in the audience seems like they're distracted. So I could take that in and I could say, wow, I must be boring. Or I could say, wow, what's going on with that person? And how can I get their attention now because they really need this message? So I've been really being careful about the meaning that I give to things and the meaning that I give to failure or mistakes or when things don't go perfect for me. But I think it starts with your morning routine. And in my new book, I have a grit morning exercise that I have been following, and I wrote about it in the book. And so if people want to download a PDF, they can go to, I'm trying to think of the website. I think it's beyondgrit.com/morning. So beyondgrit.com/morning, and that's where you can go to get this PDF. But it includes four things. It includes like G stands for gratitude. So just focusing on all the things I'm grateful for. R stands for remembering my why and remembering my purpose. I stands for intention. So more about how I want to show up during the day than what I want to do. And T stands for talk to yourself. And that's one of the ways I really practice this, Tim, is like I have 30 phrases I say to myself every morning to work to condition myself to believe what I want to believe about myself. And it's helped me just like step into, I think what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, but working to step into it with more courage and to really kind of go after the things that are scary. And that's what I mean by fear is, you know, we can let fear hold us back. But I like this quote by, I think it's Nelson Mandela, who said fear isn't the absence of courage. It means like, you know, feeling courage and doing it anyway, right? So courage is not the absence of fear is what he said. So courage is feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And so that's the way I practice it is these 30 phrases really help me condition my mind to help me believe what I want to believe. And that my clients have used it too, Tim. And they've said, wow. And then all of a sudden in the middle of my day, you know, these kind of messages pop into my mind about what I want to believe about myself. Because what we say to ourselves about ourselves is what we end up believing.
I think sometimes we believe that something like developing the high performance mindset can just happen by reading a book or mm-hmm. By hearing some things or encountering something that makes us go, wow.
Yeah.
But if I'm listening to you, what I hear is you have 30 phrases you say to yourself every morning. That doesn't happen by accident. That's process. So would that be like an additional tool or strategy that we might be able to take away?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I think, if you download the information on that website, beyondgrit.com/morning, there's some instructions on how you can follow it. And the T, there's some description of how you could write your own 30 statements. And it doesn't have to be 30. Usually I give like a range of like 10 to 30, you know, maybe 30 is too much for you. But the question that you want to really think about is, what do I want to believe about myself? Like, what do I need to believe about myself to reach my best or to reach my goals? And knowing that you can condition yourself to believe different things about yourself, I think is really powerful. And I know from experience, it's helping me. And, you know, I think you can't take a day off of training your mind. And really, conditioning means that you don't just do it once in a while, like what your point is, Tim, that you have to really work on this every single day to make sure this is working for you, not against you.
So when I got your book and started reading your book, and not too far into it, you gave everyone the opportunity. You said, if you like the book,
yeah,
let me know. You can reach out to me. And I was like, really? And I was just slightly into the book. I got into it as I was on a plane, did my business, got back on the plane, devoured almost the whole rest of the book in, you know, two plane flights, and was just like, I am reaching out to her. So you're stuck with me. Here we are today. But for you, for you, can you give me a story like of a person or a team or like a business that you look at and you say, that is the walking personification of mindset. They've got it.
Yeah. Well, I could give you several, but I think the one I want to focus on is Adam Thielen. And I want to focus on him for a couple of reasons. You know, I can't break confidentiality, so I can only tell people what he's written about and what he's said to the media. But he wrote the foreword of my book, Beyond Grit. And so he went to Minnesota State, Mankato, where I work with their football team. So he was really introduced to mindset training as a college athlete. And the story, I think, which is funny and cool all at the same time, is during the Saints game last year. Was this last year? Was this January? I don't remember. A couple months ago.
The most recent time we beat him in the playoffs, or the time of the miracle a couple of years ago when we beat him in the playoffs?
The most recent time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was January. He fumbled really early on in the game. So the Vikings were playing the Saints. And he went over to the sidelines and just went like that. Okay. And so an ESPN reporter asked him after the game, she said, Adam, like, how did you move on so quickly? You know, later on during the game, you were able to, you know, there's this beautiful, like, I don't know, 56-yard catch. It was over his head. And I was sort of, when I was watching, I was like, how did they?
Well, that set up the game-winning touchdown right at the very end to throw to Rudolph for the touchdown. He got it inside the five.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so for him to be able to move on quickly and to be able to still be at his best later on, I think is essential. And so she just asked him, you know, Adam, like, how did you move on so quick? I mean, a fumble, you know, is a pretty big mistake. And he goes, there's this mental training consultant that worked with my football team in college, and she taught us to flush our mistakes. And so he said, literally, I was on the sideline flushing the toilet. I was like, oh, so that's how I get an ESPN, Tim, is like, you know, Adam Thielen flushing the toilet. But I think the power of that is, obviously, he's a great example of somebody who has mastered his mindset, going from a small town Minnesota boy, right, like Detroit Lakes, to $500 scholarship to Minnesota State Mankato, to now one of the best in the NFL. And just cool that, you know, he's using these strategies to really be in the moment and be at his best. I think it's a great example of moving on from mistakes and how that's a really important part of mindset training and being able to have a strategy for you to deal with that.
So he's got a thing called the Thielen Foundation. Mm. The Thielen Foundation is active during this pandemic. And
yes,
they've been donating money to causes, and he is also going to be conducting a radiothon to try to raise more money against this. So what I would like to ask you, is there a specific lesson or some sort of example that you have seen during this period of COVID-19 pandemic that you are going to take from this and put that into your toolkit?
I think for me, it's I've really realized the importance of slowing down and focusing on what matters most. And a couple of things to me, what matters most is my family, and what matters second is serving. And I've been really listening to what people need. And so I think I really realized during this time is like, how can I give? You know, that's why I'm doing the summit, is something I've always wanted to do, but I've been too busy. Or I just haven't put time in my schedule, right? Because you're never too busy. It's just about your priorities. But Because it's really my purpose to serve and to grow the profession, and that's why I'm doing it. But that's what I really learned is, okay, take a deep breath, be intentional. How can you make the world a better place? And I think the second thing is I really learned the power of my own language. When I was really struggling a couple weeks ago, I realized that I was a little bit more fear-focused and using words like crisis, or, you know, like the Todd Herman study that they were, you know, the fear focus group was using hysteria, you know. And so I tweeted this a couple of days ago, Tim. I said, like, could you use opportunity instead of hardship? Could you use safe at home instead of stuck at home? Can you use purpose or focused on a new goal instead of terrible or crisis? Or, you know, lockdown, I don't really love that word either. Why not say, you know, safe at home or grounded at home? And the power of that is like it reduces these negative, the intensity of the negative emotions. And again, helps you focus on what you can control, which is your part, you know, your mindset. And the things that you can't control is like how much toilet paper there's available and, you know, how other people are responding. So that's what I learned is this is a essential time to really master our mindset.
So You said this is always something you kind of always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity that came about as a result of the COVID-19 staying in. So you have put this together. What do you want people to take away or get out of the High Performance Mindset Summit? What is your goal for the summit?
My goal is to really give people practical strategies. And one of the reasons I got into this field was my own struggles. It started as a college athlete when I really struggled with mastering my own mindset. And I saw a professional and it was really theoretical. I didn't really know what to do. And so the questions really that I'm asking everybody, you're asking me, super practical, right? We know that they're based on research. We know they're based on theory. But I think that's my purpose. That's why I'm here. And that's also why I would maybe say like maybe my superpower, right? Like to be able to provide really practical suggestions and tools, because if you know it, but you don't know how to do it, right? Like I might know these things, but I don't know how to do it. Then I can't make a change in my life. And I think that it does start with mindset. It starts with what you're thinking about, what you're focused on, what you believe about yourself. And the cool thing is we all have control and power over what we believe about ourselves and what we're focusing on. It's not easy. It takes daily effort and attention, but you can do it because I know I can do it and I've been doing it, right? I have to do it every single day, like just like you, Tim. What do you think the power of like practical strategies are, and like, how has this helped your life?
Oh, so many times I would find myself frustrated, angry, you know, at situations. And now I find myself saying, okay, wait a minute. You know, what about this do you really have control over? Mm. And then that was the day-to-day thing. And I think if people listen to the podcast, they would know that I find this most applicable when I'm driving the car. Yeah. It's helped me so much to relieve stress in my life, but it has really become a gift. I saw it as an opportunity to help both my wife and my daughters improve their mental mindset. And I gave it to them all as a gift at Christmas. And now to have this at this particular time when we are all in this, and I keep reminding them, with hardship comes opportunity. You have to look for the opportunity. And how are you going to come through this? Are you just going to wait it out or get through it? Or are you going to actually come out of this better for having gone through the experience?
Right.
And this is, you could look at your life that way, but this is giving us an opportunity to really take our life and look at it kind of as a situational microcosm right here with this thing. So I'm determined that I'm not going to waste this time. I'm not going to waste this opportunity. I'm going to look for the opportunity to get better and come out of this with a new skill set and with a better network of people. And when we start to do, I'm not going to wait for business to return as normal. I'm going to capitalize on the opportunities that are here to the betterment of all. It's not just about chasing a dollar. It's recognizing what's out there. But for actually, I always said, I'm at a point in time in my life where I want to be a part of things that are going to make people's lives better. And that's why I reached out to you, because I knew you had created something that not only was inspirational, but you gave people a step-by-step how, this is how to do it. And this is how, what I was, and one time through the book for me was not enough because I wasn't applying everything. So now you're giving me the opportunities to break it down week by week, which is what we do on the podcast, apply these things. And I'm still not, I am like 1,000 times better than I was. And I still have so far to go.
Right. Well, and I think that's really awareness, right? Is, I mean, I have a far ways to go too in terms of mastering my mindset, right? Like I know where I want to get to, and that's like enlightenment, you know? And it's like little steps every single day, you know? And I think it starts with, what are you paying attention to? It starts with understanding yourself and what are the ways that you get in your way? So I appreciate you just saying that, Tim, that it's like, you know, that's like, you're a work in progress too.
Oh, well, I just want to say this before we conclude this interview. If anyone's seeing this and you're considering whether to do this or not, I sincerely hope you make the time to do this because I don't know as much about any of the other people that are going to be speaking here, but if you invited them, I know that they've got to be the best of the best of what they do. I am so grateful for having the opportunity to learn from you, to work with you, and to be able to take what you have taught me and be able to apply it to not only my life, but to the people that are special to me. What a gift. So I really am grateful for that. So I know from my career of asking people questions in interviews, I might think I did a great job. I might think I did a bad job, but I've known one thing. You asked this last question before you wrap it up. Is there anything I didn't ask you about the High Performance Mindset Summit that you want to talk about before we wrap this thing up?
Great question. You are very skilled at interviewing.
It's called CYA.
Yes, I'm going to add to what you just said. If people are wondering, like, should I listen? Should I take the time? You must, because it all starts here. And this is an amazing time right now to continue to learn about mindset and to learn these resilient skills that we're going to talk about in the summit, and to keep on building your toolbox. So it's not only going to help you right now thrive during this time, not just survive, but it's going to give you there's going to be a lasting impact, right? And can you use this time that you have, these interviews that are incredible on the summit, the best of the best, I handpicked them. And, you know, I did not put anybody up here that I knew would not give you amazing practical suggestions and advice. And so think about it as like a toolbox. Every interview that you're going to be listening to in this summit is more tools that you can put in your toolbox. And I guarantee that by the end of watching these interviews, you're going to feel more on purpose, more intentional. You're going to feel more confident and fulfilled because you were fulfilling this part. Again, most important part of you, because it powers everything. It powers your actions. It powers your beliefs. It powers ultimately what you do with your life. And so keep listening, keep watching, because I know that by the end, you're going to be sending me messages saying, man, that was the best thing I ever did.
It happened for me with the book. I can't wait for the summit.
Thank you, Tim. I'm so grateful for your time today, for you being part of the summit, and appreciate you in my life and how you keep pushing me and helping me be courageous.
All I'm asking is one thing. When we get through this whole virus thing, can I come out to the house and can I play the video game console?
You know it. And yesterday, Dan was like, Sindra, we got to move it downstairs. I was like, nope.
Well, if it comes to that, strong back so I can help anybody else. I'm good for something.
I was supposed to go speak in California a couple weeks ago, and his plan was to like move it downstairs at that time. But I'm like, I'd like it in our kitchen. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.